With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The man accused in the burning death of a woman on a New York subway has been arraigned.
Sebastian Zepeda is charged with murder and arson in the death of a woman police say he set on fire on a Brooklyn subway Sunday morning, then sat and watched her burn to death. Federal immigration officials say the 33-year-old is a Guatemalan citizen who entered the U.S. illegally after being deported in 2018. Officials say a surveillance camera on the train caught Zepeda setting the woman on fire. Then police body cam captured him after at the scene before he left. Julie Walker, New York.
Persistent high surf and flooding threats along California's coast have residents on high alert. A day after a major storm was blamed for one man's death and the partial collapse of a pier. The National Weather Service on Christmas Eve has warned of dangerous, large-breaking waves of up to 35 feet. Also at SRNNews.com, a UN organization says Syria's new authorities are open to its investigation of alleged crimes committed during Bashar Assad's presidency.
Robert Pettit leads a group established by the UN General Assembly in 2016 to assist in the prosecution of individuals possibly responsible for atrocities since the onset of Syria's civil war 5 years earlier. In the wake of Assad's overthrow and the subsequent release of prisoners, there are increased demands from Syrians for accountability for those who may have abetted Assad while he was in power. Pettit says it's urgent to preserve documents and evidence before it's lost. It's believed there are more than 130,000 people missing as a result of the conflict. George Williams reporting.
A higher close on Wall Street, the Dow up 390 points, the NASDAQ gained 266. This is SRN News. 43 out of 50 isn't bad.
The Thomas More Society reports that nativity scenes are up in the Capitol buildings of 43 states this year. Of course, it wasn't so many years ago that every state capitol had an official nativity scene, and it didn't take a legal organization like Thomas More to make it happen. But times have changed. The Society gets help from the Ministry American Nativity Scene, which actually provides the manger and the figures for each state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in its 900-year history, girls will form part of the choir performing at the Christmas Day service at London's majestic St. Paul's Cathedral. The first two girls to become full choristas officially joined the previously all-male choir in June. St. Paul's, one of the most important churches in England, it has been the site of numerous state events, including the wedding of Prince Charles, now the King, and the funeral of Winston Churchill. This is SRN News. Nebraska's governor's prognosis is good after falling from a horse.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen was in stable condition, with doctors saying his prognosis was positive and he should be out of intensive care despite 7 rib fractures, a partially collapsed lung due to the rib damage, a minor fracture in one of his vertebrae, and a minor kidney injury after he was bucked off a horse. Dr. Hillman Terzian.
I have complications from that, but I've been very pleased with his progress overnight. When you examine him and you talk to him, he's a tough guy, and that shows with the way he's recovering so far.
The 68-year-old underwent a minimally invasive procedure for the spleen injury at Nebraska Medical Center.
The office of Republican Representative Kay Granger of Texas says she's having unforeseen health challenges, but did not specify what the health problems are for the 81-year-old who whatever she's been having over the past year. This is SRN News.